God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
If you go back in Holy Scripture and you go to the book of Exodus, you will find that when Moses became aware of his lineage, he killed an Egyptian. Now, you and I have some people in our lives that we want friends to kill. But the problem with that is when someone physically removes your enemy or your thorn, you feel such an appreciation to them that subconsciously you keep them in the deliverance position in your life. If they do something for you, you become part of them in your mind, and then you continuously, maybe not actively, but in a way, you find yourself connected to them for them to deliver you. God said, I don't want my children connected to Moses for deliverance. I want them connected to Moses for guidance, but not for deliverance. So what he did was cause Moses to be exposed the next day. So that when the Hebrews found out that he killed the Egyptian, when he tried to intervene, still trying to be a deliverer, he intervened and they said, we ain't listening to you. What are you going to do? Kill us like you killed the Egyptian. And the Bible said, Moses said, surely this thing is known, and he broke camp. When God tries to move a person from you, you hold on to the person, you demote God. You demote God. You take him off his throne and you put that person in the place and you don't have a testimony. You will never know if God can provide for you because you have a secret provider. You will never know if God can meet your need because you have bullied or cajoled or guilted someone into doing it for you. So you really don't have faith in God. In Acts 26, Paul is confronted by an upcoming storm. And the Bible said he tells everybody on the boat, let's not go out into the Med because I perceive that the voyage is going to be destructive. And the Bible says the centurion that's guarding him believed the master and the owner of the boat more than he believes Paul. He did not say, Luke did not say he did not believe Paul. He said he believed everybody else more than he believed Paul. So you say, hold it. Pastor, I hear what you're saying. It's all well and good on paper. But this person's helping me. That person's helping me. This situation is enabling me. This check from the government is helping me. And if I don't have that help, then I will lose what I have. But who told you that? People. You believe them more than you believe God. And in many instances, we try to hold on to what God did not give us. And that's when we know that we're walking by sight. I mean, come on. It doesn't make any sense to only have 29 days of peace. And as you get closer to the time when it's almost time to meet that financial requirement, anxiety starts settling in on you. Your faith is gone. The devil uses that. Your praise is gone. Your church attendance is gone down. Everything changes. Why? Because you don't see any way that this is going to happen. But in four separate occasions, Habakkuk, the book of Romans, the book of Galatians, and the book of Hebrews, the writers all conclude that the just live by faith. And I submit to you that in many instances, we don't live by faith. We walk by sight. And as long as it's going the way, this is how you know that you're walking by sight. If that person does what you want them to do and you feel relief when you get it, your faith is in them rather than God, who could override everything. Let me put it to you in very simple terms. What if God were to take them home? Amen. Then who's going to step in? You might not find another person that's as generous. What are you going to do? Well, I guess I'll be out on the street then. I guess they'll repossess the car. I guess I just won't be able to afford my medicine. When do we realize that God's trying to take us from the apostles to him?
That's right.
And the job of the minister is to get you away from them and point you to Jesus. That's why I teach that ministers don't have to pray for you so aggressively. They really can just touch you because the power is not from them. The power is from God. Oh, my God. Now, listen. They bring me a nice glass. It's a nice crystal glass cut with squares all the way around it. I didn't ask for this kind of glass, but somewhere, someone has developed the mindset that the bishop ought to drink from a glass like that. Now, in my world, I drink out of a styrofoam cup because the thing carrying my beverage is not as important as my beverage. And some of you would even sit there, that's a shame, them adjutants letting him drink out of a styrofoam cup. Well, let me ask you a question. If I had a 22-carat diamond, perfectly clear, cut was phenomenal, hewn out of a mountain in South Africa, and wrapped it up in the Sunday Inquirer food section, would you throw it away? God took all of heaven, all the power of the Godhead, all the mercy, the love, the kindness, the supernatural ability of the Godhead, and put it in a fleshly body called Jesus. Now watch this. He did not put all of that in us, but he gave us a key to access it called faith. And through faith, we can access the golden Fort Knox. Jesus gave us a key to get to the heart of God, to not only get the material blessings we need to live, but the spiritual peace just in case God doesn't give us what we asked for. He's not going to give you everything you want. He'll give you everything you need. Sarah underwent a change and believed that it was possible. I wish, oh, Lord. See, here's what happens. We take words and we mix them and mess them up. Right now, in most of your minds, you hear these three words, hope, faith, and belief. And you categorize them because it's just a natural way we do things. We categorize. We immediately begin looking for the most important and the least important. And we always say we start with the least important and we move to the greatest. So we take those three words, hope, faith, and belief, and then we begin to dissect them under the Western culture, the secular humanistic values that we grew up with. And we say, okay, the most important thing is belief. And it's the less of the three. It's the less of those three. And then right after the belief comes faith. It's in the middle. And the most significant one is hope. Because according to Hebrews 11, faith is the substance of hope. You start out hoping. And through hope, you build foundation. Hupostasis. Substance. Foundation. Hope. When hope is kept alive by watering it with the word of God, the tree that comes from hope is faith. And according to Jesus, he never says, have hope as a grain of mustard seed. He said, have faith as a grain of mustard seed. He said, because the mustard seed, when it's planted, it grows up and becomes a tree so everybody can lodge in it. But he didn't say everybody can lodge in your hope, because your hope is personal. You can't feed your hope, but your hope springs as you begin to hope. But in order for the tree to grow, it needs external participation. Watering, photosynthesis, some fertilization. That's called works with your faith. You can't hope I have a baby and never connect with your spouse. Both of y'all sleeping in separate rooms, never touching each other, and you believe in God for a child. Where's the works? Don't tell me I believe. Where's the works? You can't hope for a husband and never learn how to cook, never learn how to tend house, and never learn a man. You can't hope for a wife and never get a job and don't have a place to live in. You have no faith. You just hope. You can't hope for anything and not work it. Now watch what he says. Faith is the substance of hope. Now watch how he goes on. Because it's really weird. It's the evidence of what you don't see. And he uses the word elenkos. It means proof. In other words, I don't see it, but I'm working it like I got it. It's the evidence. I'm working this thing like I got it. That man wants a wife. He goes out and he buys a house, not a studio apartment. He buys, and he sees it filled. He sees it. He sees her walking up and down the steps. He sees it. Now, this is what I need you to grab. For some reason that we can't quite figure out theologically, God has enabled us to see into the future, which causes hope and belief, and then begin to work towards it, which is the result of faith. We don't have that. We are reactionary at best. Amen. And doubtful at worst. Amen. We don't know how God's going to do it. And watch, if you ever reach that place of analysis, I don't know how God is going to do it, I guarantee you a dollar to a donut hole from Dunkin's that you will become depressed when you can't see it. Amen. You were created to visualize, to envision, and work towards it. I challenge you to go into that book from Genesis to Revelation. Every person God called needed vision to fulfill it. Hallelujah. Not one person was given anything at the moment. Everybody was called to something they were not in at the time. Every single one of them. And depending upon their capacity to retain greatness. Depending upon your capacity to retain greatness, the promise will be sculpted by your capacity. Hence, you're going to have a child, even though you're incapable of having a child. But I am capable of giving you a child if you believe I can do it. I don't need you to think you can have the child. I need you to believe that I can give you the child. I'm not looking for you to say you can do it. I'm looking for you to say, if God said it.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.